Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Wow, have times ever changed? You know, it wasn't that long ago that we constantly heard the mantra, hey, it's just business, it's not personal, or it's just business, don't take it personally. And you know, now, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, all business is personal. When someone makes a decision to buy from you, they've made a decision to do so because they trust you and they see you as an expert. They trust you more than the other guy that they're talking to. And that's personal. Trust is an emotion. And what they're saying is they feel better about you than they did about the competition. And that is personal. Sure, maybe as salespeople and sales leaders, we can't take it personally, but it is personal. And in fact, I would argue today, based on the habits of the top 10% of salespeople, that not only do they treat sales as personal, they look at building rapport in three different ways. They build personal rapport with a client. In other words, they help the client know them, like them, and trust them. But they also build business rapport with a client, which means now the client trusts them as an expert in someone that can help them solve their problems, both business problems and sometimes even personal problems. And lastly, they spread out that personal rapport and that business rapport by including the corporation. And they build corporate rapport. And corporate rapport simply says that the client likes, knows, and trusts your corporation to help them through the implementation, through the solution development, and through the life cycle or the lifespan in which you're going to do business together. And that means that we have multiple client touch points, talking to multiple people inside our company, that our clients feel comfortable calling anyone in the organization who's involved in their development, be it accounts payable, be it your president, be it customer service, professional services, sales, or support, and you feel comfortable talking to multiple people inside their organization. When you do so, you build true insider status inside that company. And when you're an insider, you're family. And that's personal. Wow, haven't times changed?
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.